This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Tie Moving, call them, 316-6196. They are the pros. And if you are moving, you want it to be handled by a team of pros that you know are going to be reliable, that are going to show up when they say they're going to show up, and stay on budget. And that's exactly what Black Tie Moving does every single day. I've used them twice, and if a third time ever comes up, happy to do it. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving, they're changing moving in the city of Memphis by being pros. Call them today.
Usually on Mondays, we come in here, we wrap up everything from the weekend, the first couple hours, and then about 1 o'clock, I pull out the big green egg. I get it ready, build the fire, and I throw on some burgers. Season these different, though, than I used to season the old burgers at the Memphis Country Club. Season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers. You have to give a respect burger to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Many, many were in bed. Because they thought the game was over with 4 minutes left.
Absolutely.
With the Buffalo Bills down 15 points, it should have been over. Baltimore left that door open, and Josh Allen kicked it in. 41-40, the Bills come back and win. Became the first team in NFL history to overcome a 15-point deficit in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter to win a season opener. That's per Elias. They also extended its 12-game home win streak and also won the turnover battle. This is important because it's for the 23rd consecutive game. That's the longest streak in NFL history. Josh Allen doesn't turn the ball over anymore. And it's a fact.
Yep.
Since 2000, teams have now won only three of 2,031 and 16 games when trailing by 15 points in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. Josh Allen has done that now. He threw the most passing yards in any quarter of his career, 251 in the fourth, and became the first player with 250 and two rushing touchdowns in any quarter since at least 1978. He finished 33 of 46 for 394 yards and two touchdowns, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have him as the quarterback of my team. We doubted this guy for a long time, even after he had proved he could, you know, improve on things like accuracy coming out of Wyoming. Did you see they were showing his throwing stance at Wyoming compared to what he does now? This dude has put in work in terms of his delivery and everything else. And then guys like me would crack on him for years after that, even after he proved himself as an NFL quarterback, for how reckless he played and how careless he was with the ball. He's cleaned that up.
Yep.
There's nothing that this guy can't do so far except win a Super Bowl. That's it.
That's literally it.
But last night just goes on his long list of accomplishments in terms of just unbelievable performance from Josh Allen. Jeff Calkins could go on and on about the performance, but he didn't see the end of it, did he?
No, he didn't.
He just read about it. And he's a Bills fan. I get it, and I can appreciate him texting you saying, how do I do this? I don't bet. How do you watch NFL? How do you watch your team and do it?
I mean,
we're not even talking about gambling. We're just talking about him watching his team.
Just watching
his team. I consider that a blessing. You know,
to watch the team,
to watch my team.
You, right.
You know, I'm never so scared that I can't watch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I just...
That's weird. I'll just give it to me. I'll take double doink, but I got to see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the point of being a fan, right, is to enjoy those generational comebacks. Can you imagine being, like, if you just watched the whole way?
Imagine the core memory that becomes. There are wins in the sports bar. Mike Brown wins overtime interception. I still remember all us jumping around the TV.
Yep.
After the game as a group at the sports bar. We didn't have direct TV, all that stuff. And those have become core memories. Now, I don't know if he watched this, could have watched this thing. No, his sons are all out of the house. He's the only one up. That's maybe it's not the same sort of scene. But come on, man. My point is you got to stay in there when you got Josh Allen.
That's right.
It's just like having Patrick Mahomes.
That's right. But what's the point of having him if you don't watch him?
And yet he still is blessed with the victory.
Yep.
Jeff Calkins, he is. And so back to the point.
I mean, a point what? What was it, a point one?
99.1%.
Oh, 0.9%.
Yeah, so I think
0.9%.
I don't think it ever got to 99.9. It was 99.1. That's impressive enough.
I mean, literally, it's just, I mean, I it feels like 0.9 is even too high, but I guess because it was always two scores, you have to leave that possibility.
And maybe I'm giving Prater too much credit thinking about Boswell's kick because it was 32. Now, he was fresh off the streets.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he didn't even know people's names.
I know. It's 32 yards, though.
I mean, yeah, it almost got blocked, too.
Dude, everybody on the ESPN game day now makes the kick.
Oh, have
you
really?
Noticed
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Well, they're getting ringers in there.
That's what I'm saying. Folks can make. That's what I'm saying. A 32-yarder. Seemed like folks off the street. No, they've gotten very smart. The kicks, I was telling my dad this. The kicks, you create more of a scene, speaking of memories and crazy, you know, crazy campus scenes and tailgate. You create more of a scene when the guy hits the kick.
Yep.
And so they're finding guys that can kick. It's a trick, anyway.
And like you know, I mean, I watched the most recent one. It's like this guy's like clearly, you watch him and you just hear the way that the ball leaves his feet.
Yeah, they can't even find guys with actual ordinary personality anymore because they're such kickers.
You know what they did though? They still did a little bit of a decoy on us with little chubby guy kind of fella. You know,
is that
like
this past week.
Yeah,
I just saw week one in Ohio State.
So he nails it this week at Oklahoma, but he was John. You saw it, I'm sure. You know, the guy looks sort of like who's the cat that I crossed over at Woodland about 10 years ago?
Griggsy's.
Kind of looks like him. And so you're like, you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, this guy, like, you could just tell as soon as that ball left his feet, bro. I mean, it was like, woof. Come on, man.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
I mean, I do think, like, at some point, you know, Pat McAfee will have to, like, he's going to run out of money. He's going to have to vet these people. Like, hey, you're not a – because the idea is not to get people that have kicked before. Because this guy they had on Saturday, he said he kicked for his JV team or high school.
And the guy they had on the week before, a kicker was his brother. And so he said, I don't, but right. My brother's a kicker. Come on, dude, you kick too.
You gotta
he
get
nailed
the, you
it
gotta
at
get
Ohio State.
You can tell when it's a citizen.
I think they're fine with giving away the money with the scene that it's creating, and it's probably not McAfee's money anymore.
Exactly. There you go. Now we're on.
Who's money?
They're padding him and branding it as his.
It's
the old
money,
Zeebo redirecto trick.
They're paying it for the scene. They're putting that up in terms of the cost of the whole game right now is what I'm thinking.
Win John's money is better than win 92.9's money. Yeah,
for sure.
It's good for ratings. Everybody's
that's how that
tuning
works.
In now.
Yeah, that's Radio 101 there.
Yeah, I definitely understand.
Where John's right, though, is you probably need to have a miss or two in here just so folks don't get so
it's realistic.
That they're now tuning out because they don't want to see the kicks anymore. Just keep it a little realistic. Anyway, back to the Buffalo Bills and to Josh Allen. Respect for them. Moving on. This dude still has a lot to prove to me, others, and himself perhaps. But, man, was he good Friday night. We haven't talked a ton about him. But Justin Herbert, bro. 318 yards, 3 touchdowns in that 27-21 win. I was so wrong about this game and Kansas City's focus. Keep in mind, the last time I'd seen them, they were cutting up my supposed ones on my Bears defense, their ones against our ones in that last preseason game. Patrick Mahomes looked like he was going to be absolutely on fire. He got outdueled here by a man who we've said needs to show that he can do it in the playoffs and everything else, but has all the tools to be great, and he was. 25 of 34, and despite being sacked 3 times, made all the plays he had to. Just the third quarterback in Chargers history with 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in the season opener, but it was who he was doing it against in terms of the defending AFC champions. We mentioned Mahomes. He was 258, 1 touchdown, 2 sacks. So anytime you outplay Patrick Mahomes and you start out the year like the Chargers have done, most folks had sort of said, I was one of them, that, listen, didn't we do this? Like, what's the case for the Chargers? Didn't you make me do that? And I said I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then they go out there and perform like that. So Harbaugh clearly had them ready. they're better than I thought they were going to be, but they're going to need to show it in the AFC West. Everything's still up for grabs, but they like their position now, certainly right there with the Raiders and Denver sitting atop. But Chargers probably telling themselves, we can win this division. We'll see if that's possible. Moving on, Aaron, we hate him. Don't like him. Hate's a strong word. But four touchdown passes, no interceptions for a guy of his age. It's the 28th career game for Rodgers with at least four TD passes, no interceptions. That's the same amount that Tom Brady had, and that's the most in the NFL. Okay?
Yep.
So, yes, he's doing it on one leg. Yes, he can't move anymore. But the fact that he was doing it through blitzes, through getting knocked on his you-know-what, was pretty impressive. I wondered, how much do you really want this? But in the end, in getting the win, you saw him do the skip, the old jump and hop and pumping of the fist. He looked like he looked a little bit like old Aaron Rodgers. Again, it's, you know, Pittsburgh in that division, we'll see. Baltimore still clearly the class of it, but competing for a playoff spot, I expect them to do that. And I love what Calvin Austin was doing for them yesterday. Four receptions, 70 yards, one touchdown on six targets. Love that Aaron Rodgers loves Calvin Austin, so I can give them a respect burger. Man, if Mike Tomlin had lost that game to a first-year coach in Aaron Glenn with the quarterback that he had let walk in Justin Fields, that would have been a bad spot to be in for him to start the year. And he's got his defense. You're looking at them, the one he said would be historic to look at and say, that thing shouldn't have been as close. You guys need to get back on top of things. Tomlin's got to be careful here. That defense maybe not nearly as cracked up as good as you had advertised it to be. And then, finally, because I think they've been as impressive as anything in college football, and frankly, it's been great for the American, our man Soar, the American mascot. I know he's got his chest out. But what South Florida's done, don't get it twisted, Memphis fans. It's good for Memphis. Yes, you look at that South Florida team, what they've done now in terms of knocking off Boise State and Florida, and you say, well, they're playing at a different level. There's no way we can compete with them. There's no way now we can win the AAC. Don't forget, man, you're probably paying as much just in terms of roster as they are, if not more. And so now, with the work that they've done in terms of knocking off Florida, we've talked a lot about that game, they've really given – every team in the AAC, but particularly the Tulanes and Memphises, now Tulane, I don't think, plays South Florida. But because you can still be the American champ, right, and because the Mountain West really doesn't have anything other than Boise State that's, in terms of schedule, that matches up, you're in a spot now where the American here has a real opportunity. Everybody that's Tulane, the Navies, the Memphises, if you win this thing,
absolutely,
which is now clearly out ahead of everybody else in the group of five, you're out ahead. And you can thank Golish for that. So, again, respect Berger based on the first two performances, based on how they've positioned not just themselves but the AAC and giving everyone else. This is what we say about AAC basketball.
Yeah.
Wish somebody else would be good.
Yeah.
So that would be that represents more opportunity for you. That's what this is for the American. Memphis will get its chance here at Simmons Bank against South Florida. But Byron Brown, 329 total yards in that game against Florida. He was fantastic. 263 passing, 23 of 36, had a touchdown, no picks. He also led the team in rushing after a tremendous performance against Boise with 66 yards on 17 carries. He's an absolute workhorse. Whether he can hold up is a big question. Gators certainly helped them with the spitting flag. Crazy after the whole Jalen Carter incident, too. Also whistled for 10 other infractions over 100 yards. But South Florida, thank you, because you've put just about everybody of the top dogs in the AAC in a very good position. And finally, if you thought I forgot, I didn't. The respect burger goes here. I'm not waiting until next week. And I'm not waiting to see where they are in the new national poll that will come out tomorrow for the Memphis women's soccer team. But remember, after 0-0 last week against Tennessee, the number two ranked team in the country, we are expecting a rise up for Memphis women's soccer, who's currently number 14, and over the weekend got a 1-0 victory, pretty easy victory, scored in the first 12 seconds and then laid off to get to 6-0-1, finish the non-conference undefeated, improve their streak without a home loss to 33 games. Again, much of this packed into Thursday's draw with Tennessee, which drew a record crowd out there on Park Avenue. Congrats to Brooks Monaghan again on that draw. I know they wanted the win, but this is, again, a draw against a team that has not allowed a goal all season. You didn't allow one of them, though. That's number two in the country. So you should be hopefully moving up the rankings when they come out tomorrow. Congrats.
Absolutely. In terms of who gets disrespect dogs this weekend, I mean, there's a lot. You got Rich Rod in West Virginia, who lost at home to Ohio.
Yeah.
A or maybe it was not at home, maybe it was there, but either way, you lose to Ohio, right? So that's a pretty embarrassing one. Mike Gundy getting beat 69-3. Oh, my goodness. We may have to make some changes in Stillwater. Because once upon a time, T. Boone Pickens' money was running rampant. I guess we're getting outspent by Nike. The Virginia Tech coach, Brent Pry. What is that? That's a mess. And then, of course, Billy Napier. I mean, I think all four of those coaches deserve glizzies on their own. And so they'll get them. By the way, we didn't talk about this because it kind of broke during our show. But old friend Justin Fuente is being targeted for a job with the College Football Playoff as its football senior advisor, a new executive job on Rich Clark's staff. So it may be finalized as soon as Tuesday, tomorrow. So
interesting.
There you have it. He may be working for the College Football Playoff. You always have an advocate in the room for Memphis if he does, if he takes it and gets it. So anyway, all right, we'll talk to Jeff Coggins. We'll get his thoughts on the Bills, on Memphis. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. They won't. Josh Allen. Josh Allen. Josh Allen. C-C-C-C Josh Allen. He my favorite guy. Jeff Calkins joins us every single Monday on the show. He joins us now. Bills win. 41-40. Thought I'd be the first to let you know.
Never a doubt, right? You knew that. I looked at your wagers, and then I compared them to Drake's wagers. And I thought to myself, you know what? John knows what's going on. Drake does not. See that? Drake lost money on the Bills.
He had the Ravens.
He had the Ravens.
He didn't know the script.
He didn't know the script. I didn't know the script either.
I did text you my logic behind the game, but that will have to remain off air. Ultimately, it really was all about Josh Allen. Not really much of a surprise, but I guess I'm just more interested in, you know, we've spent a lot of time on the air over the years at 92.9 talking about your psychology as a fan. And you just, you know,
I don't think that's what's interesting here.
Well, but you are what's interesting.
I was just talking to my son. So my sons, Peter and Ben watched. They got together in New York to watch the game, right? And Peter said, I was talking to him today, he said it was the best non-playoff win he's ever experienced in any of his various teams, which is the Grizzlies, Duke basketball, and the Bills. And that there's been no better regular season win than that. And I think that's and the fact that my sons enjoyed it together gives me great pleasure. You know, they didn't grow up in Buffalo. They grew up here, you know. And so they grew that just is fabulous. And so I did ask them, how do you guys hang in there when they're just getting demolished? Like, how do you deal with it? And Peter's psychology was, listen, if you had lost this game, it's a little bit like the Chiefs. Chiefs losing the Bills in the regular season doesn't bother you that much because you got the play, you know, you got the playoff crown anyway. Even if the Ravens had won last night, wouldn't have changed the fact that the Bills beat them in the playoffs. Plus, you get to, even if they lose, you get to watch Josh Allen, and he is a show. So maybe I'll someday subscribe to that. I started out watching this game, and then they were getting humiliated. It was the stiff arm of Cole Bishop. Every time you turned around, it was 3 30-yard runs. You know that you had like you just running over trucking dudes. It was humiliating, and so I just can't take it. I texted John. I said I don't know how people. Stand it like how they watch it, teams that they really care about. It's so unbelievably excruciating. And so, I was in and out through most of that game. I'll be honest with you. And I was out for most of the second half. And certainly after Lamar escaped that ridiculous, like any other human being, including Josh Allen, honestly, would have been sacked on that play. And instead they get, what was a 19-yard gain, and the next play, another freaking 40-yard run for a touchdown. This time I think it was Taylor Rapp who took that. It's just ridiculous. Who can leave that on? Hell, and on this one, I don't feel as bad, because a third of the Bills fans who were in the stadium left. You know, it was that, it was crazy. They were getting trucked, and they won anyway. And they won because in the end, Harbaugh trusted his defense more than he trusted Lamar, and that's pathetic.
So is that who we, in terms of blame, does it ultimately lie with? I mean, Derrick Henry's the one that fumbled it with three-something left. Yeah, that was big. You know, you've got to get that first down. Stop playing, you know, there at the end, so that maybe that's some monkeying, but does it ultimately go? That's what I was going to ask you. You know, who does the blame, you know, who do we lay it at the feet of the most?
I mean, there's two things. One is just the way the game is played. It's sort of you look back at it, and how does a team that is averaging 10 yards per play all of a sudden get two punts and a turnover in their last three? Like, did they stop playing aggressively? On the same thing on defense. Like, was it because they were playing softer? And, you know, is that why all of a sudden Keon Coleman's going crazy? And but I think if you were to boil it down to one decision, it's fourth and three.
Yep.
Fourth and three on your own 38. And a field goal doesn't tie. A field goal, you lose. And I think Jeffrey had this right on our show, because even if you don't get it, well, what happens then is the Bills will score faster because they're already at the 38, and you have more time to then go down and score yourself, right? So, and honestly, like, I gather, like, all the win analytics said up to third and 6 yards, it was still the analytics all told you to go for it, and they didn't. And I think, like, in the end, you're trusting a defense that gave up 250 yards passing in the fourth quarter. Now, yet at that point, they hadn't given up for all 250. You're trusting that over Derrick Henry and Lamar to get 3 yards? Over a defense that they – like, how do you do – like, here's the other thing you know. Every Bills fan was saying punt. Please punt, right? Yes. And everyone – John, you bet on the Bills. Weren't you saying please punt?
Yes, of course.
Everybody who wanted the Bills to win was saying please punt.
That's true.
Which makes you realize it's the wrong decision to punt if you're the Ravens coach.
Well,
and it was cowardly.
I mean, I don't know. I think from where I was at, I had less of a problem with the decision to punt than I did the play calling that led to the punt. I mean,
well, there's that too.
I thought they just tucked their tail between their legs and just
100% did.
And
it was just like,
you know, again, it's hard. It's hard to say, you know, fourth and three, go for it from your own 30-yard line, bro. Winning the game,
38-38. Win the game. You win the game. Bills have no timeouts left. You have all your timeouts left. So you know that if you do turn
it over. I
think
if it was fourth and two, they go. I think that 3 yards kind of pushing it to me.
And I just think Harbaugh at some point is going to say, well, my D's going to get a stop at some point, right? Because I trust these guys, especially in week one. Like, that's the way he's thinking right there
well, like,
as opposed to.
Like, if you had an analytics team, what do you think the analytics would be?
I know. The analytics team, well, I don't know. Like,
your chances of converting a fourth and three.
Peter said the analytics team were all saying go for it.
I mean, go for it, excuse me. That's what he said, the analytics, that go for it up to
Peter
fourth and six.
At that time, the analytics were all saying go.
Well, the analytics also would have told you to go for two when you went up 40-25.
That's probably true, too.
Because it makes it a three-score game.
Yeah.
And instead, they missed
the
game.
I mean, the funny thing about this game is literally, if they played again next week, the Ravens would be favored.
Yeah, they were favored last night. So
it would be the same.
They
might be a bigger favorite.
I don't think it'd be a bigger favorite. I think
they would still be. There's nothing about that game that made you think the Bills were the better team, except for the fact that the Ravens, like, this was not some aberration. This is what the Ravens
do.
They
do this.
They
yes.
do do this.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, it's one of my buddies actually texted me. I thought it was just a funny way to put it. He basically said, I love the NFL. Ravens look like the best team ever and lose. You know,
it's,
I mean,
incredible.
It's like that is the
no. You people are crowning them. They're like, this is an unstoppable.
No, I was guilty
force.
Of it. I was like, there's
me who's, too.
I mean, the Chiefs. The Chiefs were down against the Chargers. You know, the Eagles' defense was suspect. You're like, it's finally the Ravens' time, and then they lose.
They got some secondary issues too.
I mean, that was like that was like a season worth of like swings in that same game.
Was there a punt though in the first half? They did look good offensively, but they did not stop Buffalo from
their first punt. I believe.
Well, I know
came
about
the
them.
Half,
I'm yeah. talking about them stopping Buffalo. Oh, Buffalo? Did they stop Buffalo from do from?
They stopped Buffalo a bunch of times. They stopped Buffalo. Like, but the Bills like on the second drive they
got
the
up 7-0, and then it was like a 26-3 run or something like that. Yeah, I mean it was something crazy.
I mean the Ravens have a second cornerback problem. You know, I mean,
that's nice to have. That's the first thing we mentioned.
But if that's your problem, I mean, the truth of the matter is the Bills started a sixth-round rookie at their second cornerback, you know. Right. It's the Bills. The problem with the Bills is they look like they have a – their defense is non-physical problem, you know. But I do think it's exacerbated against this team. That Bills team was built to defend against the pass, against the Chiefs. And so they tend to get run over. And the other thing to recognize is that the Ravens didn't have their fullback who was hurt and didn't have their best blocking tight end. Like, they're even better than what we saw last night. Mm-hmm. I still think, I don't know what the odds are for that. I still think the Ravens would be a decent bet to win the Super Bowl. I'm really impressed by them. They're scary as hell. The fact that Derrick Henry never slows down is astonishing to me. Like, he looks like he's 23.
Yeah, and, it is. But at some point, you know, you got to do it. I mean, there's only so many, you know, chances you get. And maybe this is, in fact, the year. But, I mean, 4.5-point favorites against the Chiefs 2 years ago. Came down to a 2-point conversion against you guys last year. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Maybe they're that team that just never does it. They never break through because you're still going to have to go through Kansas City. I know they're down, but like you're still going to have to go through them, right? Like,
well, the Chiefs are going to get the receivers at some point. You know, they get Rice back and Worthy's going to come back, and so that's going to change the Chiefs. The thing that the Ravens are dealing with now, though, is that they play, you know, they play a tough schedule, murderous schedule, and they're in that division, right? And so they could very well be going. You can imagine them going to the playoffs this year as a wild card team. You know, maybe not. Maybe they'll end up winning that division. But the Bengals have a third place schedule. They've got a first place schedule.
Yep.
And so it'll be tougher for them. And that game last night could matter. The Bills, for whatever they haven't done in the playoffs, they have never had an AFC championship game, these Bills, at home. Right. And so if you look at their division, Patriots looked awful, right? Dolphins looked laughable, and the Jets looked kind of feisty. But it feels like the best opportunity for the Bills to get the number one seed just because they have so much the easiest division that they're dealing with.
Yeah. I mean, when you watch the Chiefs, I don't know, you probably didn't watch Chiefs on Friday, but do you find yourself saying, you know, that gives me a little bit of
100%. 100%, but I'm also watching it through the prism of, Rashee Rice isn't playing,
they still had a chance to win. You could also frame it that way, that they adjusted and still
had a chance to win without either of their best. I mean, come on, I really thought that this was a year when Mahomes was gonna, you know, start looking like Mahomes again, and he was good last night. But I mean, he was good Friday. He just didn't, you know, have weapons. And so you lose Worthy early. I mean, come on. You lose your top two receivers. It's hard to – I certainly am not counting out the Chiefs.
Tiger football, you more or less encouraged than you were to start the year based on what you've seen the two games? What do you think?
I think given – I'm more encouraged about the quarterback – right? I mean, he's everything you wanted him to be. If you, in your best, in your most optimistic, he's a veteran. He's going to come in. He's going to be stabilizing force. He's going to be able to run and throw in a way that Seth couldn't run and throw. And he has been all of that.
Yep.
I think the part that you're more discouraged about is not discouraged, but, you know, just seeing what South Florida has been able to do, right? It's just the world around you makes you feel like, okay. Memphis looks like Memphis, maybe like we expected them to look, but are they once again going to be looking up at two teams in the conference that are better than them, right? I think that's sort of a developing fear, but you've got USF at home, and so maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's definitely like a thought that crossed my mind. I won't lie to you. But at the same time, like UTSA looks bad, So you're basically just replacing one team with another that was in front of you. So
you want there to be a year when two teams aren't in front of you. You know, like you don't want, oh gosh, okay, UTSA is bad, but now it's USF that's leapt up and is in front of you. You know, and by the way, like, who knows? Like, you know, Army beat K-State. Like, you think, you know, after losing to Tarleton, whatever that is. So I don't know. I mean, they do get the Tigers have been really good at home, right? They've been really good at home, and they get USF at home. And so I don't, you know, I certainly, hell, they beat Tulane last year. I don't rule out the idea that this is the year they could finally get to the championship game.
When you see Aaron Rodgers go out there and throw for four touchdowns as a fellow old, does it warm your heart? Like, do you find yourself rooting for Aaron Rodgers because he's old and you're old as well?
No, don't root for Aaron Rodgers because he's a lunatic conspiracy theorist and I'm not. So no, I don't.
I think you guys have the same like level of pocket mobility.
I was amused by his comments afterwards. You know, the fact that he came out and said he was happy to trash the entire Jets organization, basically, I thought was great. I was amused by that. Here's the thing, though. If you need, and by the way, I was also nice. I liked that he had enough faith to throw a back shoulder throw to Calvin Austin. How about that? Like, that was awesome. And Calvin is every bit the weapon that you all predicted him to be when you had him on the show this summer. But the problem is you're playing against a Jets team that's seriously not very good. You're still outgained by 100 yards, and you need a 60-yard field goal to win. So although Aaron was very good and it was like the best QB rating from a Pittsburgh quarterback in 7 years, I think it was, do I think they are suddenly legit contenders? I do not. They can't run the ball, and honestly, their defense may not be what they had hoped it was.
Yeah. Jeff, you're the best, man. Thank you,
as always, sir.
For this. Yep.
Bye.
He is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every Monday here on the show. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll let the season on, you know, in terms of that Memphis conversation, like teams ahead of you, like we'll let it play out because they do control some of that because they play South Florida here. So
if you get outclassed by South Florida and you don't look like you should be on the field with them and yet you have the same capability of them, what will that say about it? I mean,
where the blade turns the other way as opposed to – The blessing goes to curse, and that would be bad for, again, Ryan Silverfield, because you have what they have in terms of the ability to go out and get those dogs that Golish has got on D. So hopefully, again, that Memphis defense has come together against Troy, Arkansas, you know, whatever else you've got before South Florida in a way that, you know, gets you to a level where you better be able to play with them.
I totally agree.
That's where I'm at. Otherwise, how have you spent your money? You have not spent it wisely.
No, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, so much of it depends on how competitive it is, how close it is. I mean,
it does.
You know, if it's like a true one position game the whole entire way, and you lose on a game win a field goal, you know that you get a lot more grace than that. Then you know
you get blown off the field. And you're
lose
home.
By two scores at home. You know, so I mean, look, we're gonna know. We're gonna find out. I mean, that's the beauty of it is that like we were sitting here starting the season, we were lamenting, man, they don't play UTSA, they don't play Army, but they actually. Probably they play the two most important teams that they're going to have to
Absolutely.
Play, which is South Florida and Tulane. They're both here in Memphis. Yeah. So no excuse, no excuses. I mean, ultimately, that is how you should be measured at this program, right? Like, there are certain games, okay, when you're a coach of a program that you have to win. There just are. Like, if you're the coach at Ohio State, guess what? You got to win the Michigan game. Mm-hmm. If you're the coach at Michigan, guess what? You got to win the Ohio State game. If you're the coach at Ole Miss, if you're the coach at Mississippi State, got to win the Ole Miss or Mississippi State game. Got to win the Egg Bowl. I think for Memphis, you know, you got to win the Tulane game, and they did last year to their credit. Now they lost other games that were important, but you know that was a big win for them symbolically. But when I say Tulane, what I really mean is whoever is that sort of peer to you in the conference that year, whether it's South Florida, whether it's Tulane, whether it's you know both, you got to win them. You got
to
win them
and distill it down to make the conference title game.
Right, you got to.
I mean, you can beat Tulane in a season that now you're not in that conference championship. Well, it doesn't nearly matter. It's got to all add up into finally breaking through. That's Ryan's charge at this point.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's you know, I don't know where the administration is on that, you know, but that would kind of be my thing. Like, hey, man, every single year, you know, your job is to win the most important game on the schedule, you know, more years than not. And honestly, you know, Memphis football has not done that under Ryan Silverfield. They have not won the most important game on the schedule, because the most important game on the schedule was Navy, and then it was UTSA. You dropped both of those. Yeah, you beat Tulane when you kind of caught them slipping. They were a little sleepy on Thanksgiving or whatever it was. But you got to win the ones that are relevant at the time and important at the time. And again, that just hasn't happened yet at this point. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Monday. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Live Love team is the best team in Memphis. They get results. It's a very interesting, rapidly evolving real estate market. As many of you who have, you know, been trying to buy a home, maybe know, and especially if you're selling, you know, it's a little bit of a softer market. There's no doubt about that. So when that happens, you know, these homes ain't selling themselves anymore. You know, you really need guidance and expertise on, you know, what moves the market. What do people care about? What's a good price? Because if you price it wrong, well, then now you're just wasting everybody's time. Now we're going, all right, 3 weeks come and go. I waste 3 weeks of my life and I don't sell this house. You know, you got to get it right. You got to get it right on the first swing. And that's what happens with Live Love every single time. They get it right. But you got to reach out. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200. I did it back in 2018. It's changed my life. You can have it just as simple. As John said, it's a different market than it was in 2018. But Jennifer's done it through all of them. She'll price it correctly. Not leave you hanging. 901-625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
All right, buddy. You can't. Can never get too comfy. Got to keep at it, buddy.
Well, we're gonna find out about JJ tonight, and we're gonna find out about Caleb too. Who was that? Expose 38
sources given anonymity to talk about Caleb's story.
Yeah, man, I sent you a nice article over the weekend to get your weekend started, man. When did you know what was going
on? Who did that?
In Hallis Hall. That was Ty Dunn, who's an esteemed journalist.
I don't doubt that.
Bottom line.
Everybody just throws anonymity around.
They do.
These days, don't they?
It was an article that really cast Caleb's preparation and leadership in a very negative light, you would say. It was just a grenade in that regard.
Basically said he'd walk off from coaches, refuse to be coached, and doesn't like to be yelled at, which has been Johnson's M.O.
That's right.
This could just be a hot mess.
It could, but we're going to see. I think I would be feeling good if I were you.
We have Detroit's brain. Our coach.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Detroit, they don't have a damn brain. They look like the old Lions. They look like the Lions that won 2 games that year.
We stole him.
So, I don't know, man. I think there's a real chance that we look up, like, Dan Campbell lost his guy, and he now coaches for Chicago. Should be a lot of fun tonight on Monday Night Football. It's going to do it for us.
Right.
Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company, I'm next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.